We want to talk about that. The Heavenly Father created the world. It is His footstool. He gives people air to breathe. He gives people a heartbeat. He gives people oxygen. He gives people nourishment. This is His world. We're preaching on His footstool. The glory of God from the heavens on down is a glorious thing. But what are you living for? If you didn't wake up today to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you're actually practicing idolatry. The pastors and the priests are not telling you the truth. You can't live your own life. You can't live your own life and expect to enter the kingdom of God. Jesus said in Matthew 10, you must lose your life. That means you no longer live your own life, but you live after the pattern of Jesus Christ, His word, His ways, seeking Him with all that you are. Has that happened to you, neighbor? Are you seeking the kingdom of God with all that you are? Are you trampling the blood of Jesus today, living after your own life, following after your own ways? The Bible says, what will a man exchange for a soul? Men like Elon Musk, they'll gain the whole world and then lose their souls. That's what's going to happen to our American neighbor. They're going to lose their soul as they live after the culture and false church and follow Satan's kingdom. This is the kingdom of Satan. But Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. His kingdom is of a spiritual nature. It's in the heart of His people. And unless you know Him by the gospel and repent and seek Him, you have no hope of eternal life. Judgment is coming for the churches and the culture. A lot of people make a big mistake. Ready? A lot of people say, well, Jesus didn't come to condemn. That was His first ministry trip on earth as God in the flesh. But be careful. He said, I came to seek and save the lost. But in John 3, He talked about the condemnation. If you love darkness more than His light, you're condemned already. And so ask yourself, what are you living for? Are you seeking that light? Are you loving the light? Are you desiring the light of Christ? Are you walking in it? Are you obeying it? We got a lot of worldly church folks telling us they love God, but they don't live and obey. They don't live for Him and obey. This is not the path to eternal life. Faith and works has always been the mantra of the Word of God. We don't work our way to salvation. Christ made that narrow way alone, His perfect work. We don't work our way, but guess what we do? Without a doubt, guess what we do? We now work, Ephesians 2:10, we're made for good works, for the one that made the way. And if you're not obeying Him, and if you're not walking in righteousness and holiness, you have no hope of eternal life because it's the fruit that you don't know Him. Who would know God? Who would know, have the Holy Spirit of truth in them? Who would know of the Word of God? And who would not obey God in all of their ways? Ask yourself, if you really love God, are you obeying Him in all your ways? The pastors and the priests aren't telling you the truth. The Word of God tells you the truth, neighbor. Unless you're reading the scriptures and following Jesus, you have the wrath of God upon you. Pleading with our neighbors today to repent and seek the kingdom of God. Don't walk through this life thinking this is all there is, that you die, then there's nothingness. Oh no, there's going to be a judgment day. Jesus said judgment is coming. And unless you're living for the kingdom of God, that judgment will be upon you. We don't want our neighbors to be judged. We want our neighbors to know the judge. How do you know Him? Just by believing in Him, going to some emotional church service? No. To know God is to love and obey God. The Bible says those who know God love him. 1 John 1:7 says, if we walk in the light, that's obeying God, and confess our sins, we can have fellowship with one another. 1 John 1:9 says, confess our sins, he's faithful and just, he'll cleanse us. It's walking in the light. Are you walking in the light today, neighbors? Are you living after that which Christ has ordained? Ordained means put in place. Laws in your town are ordained by God. Are you following the ordained ways of Jesus Christ? It's not the church system. It's not living for the culture. It's not following your flesh or Satan's kingdom, this world. It's following the eternal word of God. Open the scriptures. Begin reading in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Gospels. And then go on to the epistles and read more and see about what Christ has done for you. Paul preached Christ crucified all over. He said, I long to know nothing more than Christ crucified. That's what we're about today, calling people to repentance and this glorious Savior. Do you love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? You can't do that by just believing. You have to do that and seek him and test yourself to the word of God. The Bible says God will not be mocked. Whatsoever we sow, we're going to reap. So I see produce here. Somebody planted a pumpkin seed and they got pumpkins. Somebody planted a corn seed and they got corn. Somebody planted squash seeds and they got squash. That's the order of God. He's a God of order, not of disorder. 1 Corinthians tells us that. So ask yourself, what are you planting in your life? The flesh, man-made traditions, worldliness and sin. What are you planting in your life today, neighbor? Watching Sister Amen hand out the gospel card. What are you planting in your life, neighbor? You're going to reap what you sow. Are you reaping to the flesh that leads to death? Or are you sowing to the spirit and truth and eternity that leads to life and life everlasting? That's why we travel. That's why we sold everything we own. That's why we fund ourselves and my brothers labor with their hands to take care of their houses, their families, their children, and then to go forth and preach the gospel. But you can't preach the gospel if you don't live it. You can't preach the gospel good news if you don't know it. Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. And how it transforms your life. And how you can be made a new creature. A new creation. Man is not made in the image of animals. Man is not an animal. We are made in the image of God. A beautiful thing God did. In the garden, he created Adam. Then he created a helpmate. And then shortly after, they chose sin. And sin separates you from a holy God. If you don't think one sin matters, if you don't believe one sin matters, go read the book of Genesis 1, 2, and 3 and see how one sin put man out of the kingdom of God and put him a toiling and then a need for a savior. If you don't think one sin matters, go look at the Israelites and how they were rebellious against God. They actually had many sins, but there were many occasions where one sin destroyed people, like in Leviticus 10, two priests bringing strange fire, and God destroyed them. How about the man who touched the ark when God said, don't touch my ark, and God destroyed him? Now you might say, that's Old Testament. God was a God of wrath. He's all love now. He doesn't judge anybody. Actually, that's not true. Acts 5 shows us a husband and a wife, both killed one after another by the Holy Spirit. Why? They lied. They lied to the Holy Spirit. So if you lie to the Holy Spirit and you don't repent, You are in danger of God destroying you by his Spirit. If you live in willful sin, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Test yourself, neighbor. Love you.
I'm Muslim, though. So
Muslim.
Yeah.
Muslim. You want to talk about it?
Well, I have to go, but we're good, though.
Jesus is the only way. I have a question for you. Did you know the Muslim faith says he's a great prophet?
Yep.
Did you know great prophets can't lie?
Yep.
Okay. Jesus said he was the Son of God.
Huh?
The Muslims say there's no Son of God. Did Jesus lie?
There's only one God,
and Jesus came to show us God. And if you die in the Muslim faith, you're going to lose your soul. I love you. Check out my teaching blog. I've got an article on the Muslim faith. Email me. I'd love to help you.
All right, thank you.
You must repent and seek Jesus. The Muslim faith was made up by men. It's deception of Satan. I love you enough to tell you that, okay?
Thank you.
Test yourself. Let me know how I can help you, sir. Well, that was awesome. I'm preaching and I see a man come walking by and I offer him a gospel card. He took it and he said, I'm Muslim. And you heard the conversation. So this is why we're out here. I'm watching Sister Amen preach to a lady right there, sharing truth with her. She's listening, this lady. And Brother Kuo is on the other entrance, holding his gospel sign, open air preaching. And so doing the work of the ministry today. The police tried to run us off, but we're totally legal. And they were just being corrupt. They eventually left because they got nothing on us. And so doing the work of God today. Jesus said, let your good works be seen before men so it may glorify your Father in heaven. Thank you, Father, for this beautiful day to proclaim your word and truth and this glorious Savior.